Good day, Philadelphia. This is our honor to be with you this day, although it's raining, but still, this is Bishop Luke Radio Hour and Bishop Luke with opening prayer.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Have a good day, brother and sister, dear Allah, and welcome back. And right now, Allah, we start to pray. Blessed is the kingdom and the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls let us pray to the Lord.
Lord have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all holy houses, and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Patriarch Philaret, for our Bishop Luke of Philadelphia, for the honorable priesthood, the diaconate in Christ, and for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this beautiful country, its president, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city of Philadelphia, for and mayor, for every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, well, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be delivered from all affliction, from danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos, and every Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other, and all our life unto Christ our God. For unto thee are the glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever, dear listeners.
Yes, and I wish you the good news from Chicago. Last week I visited the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral Church, Homewood, Chicago, this American Orthodox Church, the English languages, the good service. I saw the Father Boris Zabrotsky. He turned like 90 years old, but he's feeling very well. And Father Dionysius, Hieroman Dionysius, we have great liturgy. And thank you, Yaroslav Kachray, Ipodikin, he's following me. And we have the liturgy after Moleben and Panihida to all parishioners and builder the St. Nicholas Orthodox Church in Chicago. Beautiful parish, nice people. And Allah, you visited last year, correct?
Yes, I've been there last year. I'm and very thankful to Father Boris for all his yes. conversation, for his kind attention, and he's helping us with the kitchen project.
Jen, she is a little upset to me, say, Bishop, where is the Allah? And say, she's waiting for you, and she's told me this is true. She's listening the radio show every all the time.
Thank
once
you very
a week.
Much. I know Father Dionysi, he was calling to our student directly recently, and I've been speaking to Father Boris last week before Bishop came to him, and I was really very interested in the ideas he shared, because he was telling me about the children and the way to communicate, to teach them, to provide them education. It's very useful. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. We have strategy, big strategy, every day, all the minute, every hour. The Russians, the Putin soldier killed Ukrainian people, Ukrainian kids, and today Allah, the city of Chernihiv,
40
rackets,
40 persons injured. That's what we know, and 11 destroyed. Killed. But of course, the official statistics
and
cannot show all the damage.
And right now, let us pray to the Lord in peace in Ukraine, and we pray to President for Zelensky, Ukrainian government and Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian army. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Thank you, brother and sister. Okay, Allah, tell us how's everything in the Northeast Refugee Center. Allah, congratulations, I know. And you, the director, Northeast Refugee Center. Last week, you have the 501c3 IRS documents, correct? And how many kids right now we have in St. Nicholas, St. Luke's Sunday School and Refugee Center?
Well, we have a lot of kids, and recently they had different fluctuations, but more than 50 children are attending different studies,
mm-hmm.
and these children are divided into different age groups, and we provide them additional food care,
nice.
Access to education and ESL studies for kids, and
education
every day we
a la English. I'm so sorry. I'm just,
well, you know, in America, nobody needs out-styled education. We take the manuals that prepared to American school and kindergarten. This is something another. It is not just English. It is math, logics, and tracing numbers, and everything they have never seen. So
mm-hmm.
I have to explain every page.
You're singing. I saw A, B, C, D, E.
Yes,
the kids
love
it.
They know like this song by heart because mm-hmm. it is necessary. And, well, in American education, it is important not only to know this song, but
mm-hmm.
We have different skills, like understanding that this is a letter, mm-hmm. understanding the sound of the letter, and then understanding the words that mm-hmm. begin with, and you have to mm-hmm. trace it. They've never had such demands.
Mm-hmm.
They've never formed such skills. So mm-hmm. now they have to even to explain in English what they're doing. And they're interested. They're
uh-huh.
shining. Oh, what a colorful page. How can I make it? Oh, please help me. I cannot do it myself. So I'm living with them, and it's interesting. They become mm-hmm. small scholars.
And thank you. You sent me the email yesterday. You will be organized Mother's Day, correct? This is second Mother's Day in USA for the kids. And the kids understand from this is very special day and very important day in the United States of America, correct?
Yes,
you have
Mother's
a special
Day
program.
Is a very special event for
maybe
everyone.
You will be going to the high school or not, the concert.
Not this time,
uh-huh.
but anyway, we shall share our videos with not only mm-hmm. with the families, but we have in Facebook groups and Luke Education Academy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our parishioners, they put all likes. So you can join us and see the rehearsals and then the results. Well, of course, these children, they are not of American cultural background. They are mm-hmm. Ukrainians, and for them it is also important to sing and to learn verses in their native language to develop their speaking skills.
Uh-huh.
And we have several songs that we have already started to execute. And these are songs about the Ukrainian pierogi, but mm-hmm. it is very joyful. Yes, song about a man who came to a woman and explaining that he would like to eat some pierogies, and she's telling, "Oh, we have no wood. How can I make it?" Mm-hmm. And so they're like chatting and discussing, and they sing and smile a lot, and mm-hmm. we can dance during that. And of course, we would like to take American songs about mother, about love to mother, and it is very touching event to explain how we love our moms. Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided, compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older. Valid Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests
Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14-plus passengers buses, previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is 3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone 215-660-4975. Thank you.
Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. This is scripture reading for Sunday, last Sunday, April 14, from Mark 9:17-31. In biblical times, there were no names for the many physical and mental ailments that our bodies and minds suffer from. And so the word demons described the disturbing and confusing melodies that struck people. And we are in today's scripture reading, and Jesus Christ said that only through prayer and fasting could the demon be cast out and the soul and body healed. Think of prayer and fasting as spiritual first aid, treating the whole person that is body, soul, and spirit. Prior to casting out the demonic spirit, Jesus Christ looked at the Father in Sunday scripture reading as said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." The Father was completely and totally honest, admitting that they had unbelief, that he didn't have complete faith and trust. "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief," he cried. Yet Jesus Christ held his son without there being the type of faith that you would think you need for this miracle to happen. The Father clearly said that he had doubts. So why did Jesus Christ heal this man's son? Perhaps because the man was honest. Once we're honest about our doubts, we must, like the Father in today's scripture reading, confess them. Confession begins the process of turning away from doubts to believing and having unwavering faith. And that is called repentance. Amen. Dear brother and sister listeners, and the schedule of services, St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral and Northern Liberties, Philadelphia, 817 North 7th Street, 817 North 7th Street. And today, 5 p.m., we have Pre-Sanctified Liturgy. Every Saturday at 5, we have Vespers. Every Sunday, 8:45 a.m., reading of the hours. 9 a.m., vesting. 9:15 in the morning, hierarchical divine liturgy. And address, 817 North 7th Street, Northern Liberties. And Allah, thank you. You tell us from the old story. I know the councilman Brian O'Neill, God bless him, he's donated $9,000 to his foundation and to the Northeast Refugee Center. We have volunteers for sure. And tell us which are the food, correct, Ala, tomorrow?
Yes, and every Thursday we have a lot of refugees coming to Northeast Refugee Center, and they're applying for food. And we're very thankful to the Food Bank of Caring for Friends who signed an agreement with us. In fact, we have founded three food pantries, and one of them is...
This is for free, correct, Ala?
Yes, that provides meals for free to everybody in need. We ask for a zip code. We don't ask an additional information except for your surname and you're willing to take food. So we have a lot of people coming, and
how many families and who?
Last several weeks showed that the number of people have augmented significantly. So it's more than 90 families coming.
Wow.
It's up to 100 families. So Bishop had to take two buses, two rides to go
in the
there
morning.
And back in the morning.
7 a.m.
Yes. And then we unload, download that, and we have to divide all this food.
Welcome anybody.
We're welcoming everyone willing
start?
To help, to volunteer at Northeast Refugee Center. Please come before 9
Tell
o'clock.
Tell us the address, Alan.
10151 Busselton Avenue. And for the food packages, please come at 5 p.m.
Sure.
You can take for you, for your family, for your neighbors. And it can be frozen meals. It can be fresh vegetables, fresh bread.
Chocolate.
Good quality chocolates. And we had also candies for Easter, for children, small toys. It's always joyful. So.
And right now we have the budget, not so much, but tell us... I know you told me from you will be organized the kitchen, correct?
Well, it is a necessary project. We have a lot of people coming and asking, please take our children and at least feed them.
It's like children's kitchen.
Yes, firstly, it was about to feed the children in need, the refugee children. And now we understand that during summertime, a lot of children will come and will have to stay in Northeast Refugee Center because their parents are working and they have no school. So we have to organize a camp for them and, of course, to provide additional food. And to their parents also. And we have families in need. We have families that have no other possibility to help survive their children in the United States of America. These are real refugees who came to the United States just with their family and have no other sources to survive. And these children are coming to Sunday school. They are learning English. They're preparing for American schools. It is difficult for them, but they will overcome it. And they have very good American pronunciation because we work with them every day. And if we could be interesting for any American volunteers to come and speak to these children, of course,
and
we would open the doors
too.
For you. And of course, yes, we're waiting for donations to help provide food and to help provide them additional clothes they need. And every day they need learning materials. They are very smart, and Bishop has to buy additional books, materials, the colorings, and... different coloring materials, and they also like Lego very much. And I remember Jean Murta, who brought us several boxes of Lego Constructor.
And we have another project tomorrow. Ivan will be start, and the leak in the...
Yes, the rain was
big problem.
Falling so hard, and the roof is leaking. And still we have to repair the roof. We know that these projects are very expensive in the United States of America, but we found persons who could make it like cheaper, but still we need funds and
dear
the budget.
Brother and sister, please help. You will send a couple of dollars, and again, Northeast Refugee Center.
10151 Busselton Avenue, or directly to Bishop Luke's Hopper. His cell number is 215-479-1010. You can call directly to him.
And Allah tell
you. And you will know where the funds are coming.
and your cell phone?
My cell is 267-808-5637. I provide education to refugee children, 267-808-5637. Mm-hmm. We also provide music studies for children desiring to sing and to develop their singing skills, instrumental piano playing. So we have a time in the end of Friday. In the evening at 6 p.m., our children are coming to sing, and on Saturday in the morning, it is 9 to 11. We have opened the group studies for all children interested in music studies, so you can come, you can bring your children. We sing, we learn theory of music in general, we clap our hands, we sing American and Ukrainian songs, so we have joyful time in music. Atmosphere.
Alla, I know you have another something project from Constantine. Can you tell us a little bit?
Well, this is a very important project that has very special framework solving humanitarian issues and providing assistance in short run as humanitarian aid, as charitable activities, as representative and mediation activities, as well in long-run perspective in providing funding the democratic institutions to the state and civil society. Well, it is not only about the Ukrainian experience, but it is also about the regions witnessing difficult circumstances, so-called hot areas. And to realize the mission of this project has been established a system of stable, long-run mutual communications with the decision makers. These are the state, civil society, and expert institutions, primarily in the United States of America. And that is why to establish support and strengthen such a system of communication is the main goal of the project. And the focus of the project, the mission and goals, they form it. It is defined by the most hot areas, as we see it as Ukraine and the Near East, where at the moment there is a harmful conflict of nations and people with significant American diasporas. And the approach of this project shall be reaching the goals to solve four groups of problematic issues. They are regarding the information flows as American decision makers and voters, including the diaspora, they do not receive enough information about the current situation in the Ukraine and the Near East. And it is very important to influence such an understanding and to form and to provide this information about Ukraine and the Near East, and to apply it according to the interests and expectations of American decision makers and voters, because of that is not interesting for them. And the communication, as there is almost no formal or informal platforms for communication with American decision makers regarding the problematic issues of Ukraine and the Near East. But the existing ones are under control of opposing politicians. And the fourth group, as to the activities performed, the most of modern initiatives regarding Ukraine and the Near East have also been formed and financed by the opposing politicians. So it is important to have such an independent political platform. And also, I would like to say that the target image of Ukraine and the distinctions are also worth to be mentioned, because there is one more peculiarity and prior competitive proposal of the project that may be defined as the correction of the image of Ukraine in consciousness of Americans and development of its independent personality. And in contrast to the newly formed due to the Democrats' front line between the NATO and the Russia Federation, the instrument of counteraction to the emperor's ambitions that need constant and significant assistance, but not providing identity and the serious interest. So it is proposed to form to the Americans the image of a young and independent politic nation being built in conditions of the war against the empire, and to separate cultural and historical memory in the regions. So it would make it possible to make a precise line between actions and political views of different political parties, and to underline this line in future. And at the same time, for the Ukrainian population, the image of these parties will be formed as the most natural proponents for development of the Ukrainian political nation and development of its identity.
Okay, Alla, thank you. So interesting. And God bless and good luck, Alla. That's really very nice. And right now, brother and sister, we always say, let us pray to the Lord.
This is Bishop Luke Radio Hour, and you can call us directly to the studio 888-329-3306. I repeat, 888-329-3306.
My name is Bishop Luke. Dear brother and sister, listeners, welcome to St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, the address 817 North 7th Street, Northern Liberties, very close to the downtown, and schedule of services. Today, Wednesday, April 17, 5 p.m. Presanctify Liturgy. Saturday, April 20th, 5 p.m. Vespers. And Sunday, April 21, 8:45 a.m. Reading of the Holy Hours, 9 a.m. Vesting, 9:15 a.m. in the morning, Hierarchal Divine Liturgy. And welcome to St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. Allah, the yesterday called to His Holiness Philaret Patriarch Kiev and all Rus Ukraine. He is turned 95 years old, 96 he will be home. And he's feeling very well. And can you believe he is going every day or Sunday twice, correct? In the twice a day. Holy
for a
liturgy
and for mm-hmm. a kafist
and and vespers in the morning, in the night time, and he's feeling very well. And he is always say, Bishop Luke, thank you so much to American government, American president, the people from a lot of help to Ukraine. And right now we pray for the Congress, and we please all congressmen help to Ukraine, and the Ukrainian people doesn't need any more present. Like we have long time ago in Soviet Union, this is not the country, brother and sister. I born in Soviet Union, this is big prison. And we don't need any more. These guys will come in and kill, arresting, deportation in the Siberian, and we don't need any more the Soviet Union. And only United States of America will be help Ukrainian people, Ukrainian national, Ukrainian churches. We have nice the president, very good, the Ukrainian, Volodymyr Zelensky, God bless him. We have religion freedom, correct, Allah? All religious, we don't have any discrimination or anti-Semitic. There are a lot of people live in Ukraine, beautiful country, but right now the Ukrainian has big, big terrible. The Russian army attacked every day, every minute, maybe this time, will attack in Kyiv, Kharkiv, Odessa, and Eastern Ukraine. And please pray to Ukraine and call your congressman from help, and immediately send the money and another what the Ukrainian needed. And thank you. And this is by the finally, I will say, we born Allah in the Soviet Union. I don't know if you remember the Soviet Union, the communist, the socialism. This is everybody say for free, nothing for free, brother and sister.
Freedom is not for free medicine, as it is written.
Yeah, free medicine, no medicine. The free doctor, the doctor will kill you. Nothing else. This is normal. Not in United States, not in democracy country. And we have a lot of churches right now. We have beautiful people, but millions people leave houses. A lot of people lost the houses, correct? And pass away. They killed every day. There's Chernihiv attack today. How many? 17 they killed
40 injured and 11 killed, but that's what we know for sure. That was informed.
Yeah,
but
this
of course
is big, terrible.
It can be higher numbers. Mm-hmm. And it is very important to say that these days, today, I saw in Facebook at Patriarch's Philaret page a direct translation of Akafist Pokayanny Kanon Andreya Krytskoho, and Patriarch himself, he was standing with this canon prayer, and all the priests of St. Volodymyr's Cathedral were present and reading. And this is the great Lent time when we have to apologize and to become to the face of God and to apologize for our sins. And it is very important to listen to this prayer because it heals and it makes us washes our clothes before God. So yeah. If it is not so bright and white as it should be from our born, but well, we can cleanse it yet with these prayers.
Again, thank you, Allah. Brother and sister, again, welcome to St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, 817 Norton Liberty, North 7th Street, Norton Liberties. And today, April 17, we have Presanctified Liturgy at 5 p.m. and every Saturdays, Vespers, and Sunday, Vespers at 5 p.m. and all Sundays, 9:15 a.m. hierarchical liturgy. And Allah, the next Sunday we will be held, this is fifth Sunday, April 21, the Holy Land. The Saturday, April 27, we will be held Lazarus Saturday. And Palm Sunday, the Orthodox, not Ukrainian, but Orthodox Sunday, it will be held Palm Sunday, April 28. And again, 9:15 a.m., hierarchical divine liturgy, followed by traditional potato and zucchini pancake. It's all traditional, maybe over 100 years. The Palm Sunday sisterhood, Barbara Lasios and her sister Judy will organize potato and zucchini pancake after following lunch in the cathedral hall. And Holy Week will start the Orthodox traditional. The Holy Week will start Monday, April 31, but Wednesday, May 1st, 6 p.m., Holy Unction Healing Service. Thursday, May 2nd, Holy Thursday. We have service 8:45 a.m., Reading of the Hours, 9 a.m., Hierarchical Divine Liturgy. And 6 p.m., the Holy Thursday, Reading of the 12th Passion Gospel. And please, we need volunteers, 12 men. Welcome to St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. Holy Friday, May 3, 3 p.m. Vespers and 6:30 p.m. funeral service and procession with Plaschanitsa. And Holy Saturday, May 4. 8:45 a.m. Reading of the Hours, 9 a.m. Hierarchical Divine Liturgy, followed by blessing of baskets in the Cathedral Hall. The Holy Baskets, Allah, you know what I mean. The eggs.
Oh, yes, about the baskets. I also would like to say thanks to David Steer from Catholics. He also sent the baskets for our refugee children, and they're coming to bring it soon to provide them
and
with
cheese
joy
and meat. And the finally, Saturday, Saturday, May 4, 8:45 a.m. Reading the Hours and 9 a.m. Hierarchical Divine Liturgy. And May 4th, 5th, this is 11:30 p.m., Saturday to Sunday, 11:30 p.m. Matins, procession around the cathedral, divine liturgy, followed by blessing of baskets and agape. What's the agape? This is breakfast in the cathedral hall. It's traditional, like maybe at 2 a.m., we have traditional lunch, like 2 in the morning, correct? And after the people, you're going to home. And the Sunday, we don't have any liturgy in the morning. In Monday, May 6, 9 a.m., Reading of the Hours, and 9:15 a.m., Vesting, and Hierarchical Divine Liturgy and Procession.
Yes, and a lot of people are asking about the Easter in Orthodox tradition and if it's the same with American one. Well, we celebrate Orthodox Easter on May 5th. So you have second chance to come and have this wonderful spirit of Easter. So please come to the cathedral to join us on May 4th and May 5th. Or the most beautiful services
In the night time.
Yes. God bless you.